1922, a crack Aberdonian was appointed Director General of a new British broadcasting institution. This man promptly sat down and defined three principles in accordance with which a public service broadcaster should operate. Today, still listened to by millions, they survive quite nicely indeed, thank you. If you want a podcast, if you've already exhausted what they have to offer, and if you can find it, maybe you should listen to Inform, Educate, and Entertain.
Yes, welcome to Inform, Educate, and Entertain, the podcast which asks the question, what if the BBC were run on a shoestring budget, and answers it with the noise, it's really hard, I don't want to do this. My name is Sam Wilkinson, and every week on this show I give three guests a chance to interview for their dream job.
Director General of the fictional broadcasting company that I made up.
Why make up a fictional company and then make someone else run it? Because I'm an ideas man! I drink your ideas! I drink them up! There Will Be Blood. It's a little joke there. Over three badly thought out rounds, my candidates will be given ample opportunity to inform, educate, or entertain me for points. Anytime they do something which makes me feel one of those things, I will ring this bell. Ding! By which I mean I will later edit in this sound of a bell. Ding! The winner will become my boss for the week and gets to tell me to stay late after work and do better at spreadsheets, while the losers get to open legal cases against me and my obviously discriminatory employment practices.
This week, three educated switched-on entertainment machines turned down my invitation, so instead I've got a quiz show veteran, a renowned nursery rhyme expert, and a woman who believes she caused the pandemic by wanting a year off commuting and socialising. They are Adam Tumber, Helen Swallow, and Stacey Miller!
Now, as you're probably aware, shows like this normally have a live studio audience to help keep the atmosphere light and fun and generally cover up the host being a bit rubbish. Mm-hmm. I don't have that. Instead, each week my guests will nominate someone to join our dead studio audience, whose only role is to sit in silent judgment on me. In previous weeks, audience members included Victoria Wood, Anne of Cleves, Emma Crossland's granddad Alan, Des O'Connor, Freddie Mercury, and Clement Freud. Yeah.
Thanks for that one, Silky. Keep it light, mate. Stacey,
do you have a nominee who wasn't discovered to be an utter prick after their death?
Was that?
It was a reference to Clement Freud, because he was a staple on panel shows like this, and then after his death was discovered to be a paedophile. So Silky has gone and screwed me big time with that.
I didn't know. I've never heard of that guy. But I'm not. I don't go on panel show or paedophile watch. I didn't realise the two were closely related.
Tonight, I hope they aren't.
Me too now. Definitely for your sake, Adam Tumber. But yeah. My dead audience member, I would like to nominate Jim Henson.
Oh, Jim Henson.
Yeah.
Lovely, good call.
Because recently I heard a funny joke. There's two people on a date and the woman says to the man, could you take off your work gloves, please? And the man, Jim Henson, says, they've got names.
Oh, well, that made me laugh, so that's a point to you.
Helen, who have you brought in?
I have brought Alan Rickman.
Ooh.
I love Alan Rickman, especially when he is the Sheriff of Nottingham in Robin and Prince of Thieves. Just classic, and I would love to sit down with a chocolate hobnob and a cup of tea and have a chat, quite frankly.
Welcome to the show, Alan. And finally, Adam, who have you brought along tonight?
I brought Alfred the Great. Basically, Alfred the Great's big mission was to make England one whole country. You know, he wanted to put the bits of Wessex and Mercia and Northumbria and East Anglia together. I'd like him to come to 2020 and just see what England's become, just to see if he could reevaluate his life goals a little bit. I think if we'd stayed as Northumbria, we'd be a lot better off.
I'll have to help him with the Zoom setup, but as soon as he's in, I'll show him around England and we'll get some feedback on that. Thanks very much, Adam. I think I'm going to cut myself saying that because I just sounded like a penis. Thanks, Adam. Fantastic. Welcome to the show, Alfred. All right, let's get cruising straight on to round one.
Inform, educate, and entertain.
Yeah, let's let some awkward silence settle while the tale of that jingle fills the air in a way where they don't normally do that on the BBC. Public service broadcasters are famed for their ability to tell us new and exciting things about topics we thought we already knew inside out, and that's what I've asked my candidates to do today. Each week, I give my candidates a perfectly straightforward question and expect them to give me an incredibly complicated answer, which will set my score bell a-ringing. This is the third episode, so our unimaginative theme this week is threes. Our big question then, what links blind mice with nursery rhymes? Helen, you're our nursery rhyme expert. Why don't you go first?
Mice is plural for mouse, which is also the name given to a piece of equipment used to allow smooth control of the interface of a computer. The computer, Deep Thought, in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams, gave the answer to the ultimate question of life, the universe and everything as 42. 42 is a song by the American jam band, the Disco Biscuits. Biscuits are a popular baked snack made from butter and sugar and flour. One of the most popular of these is the Jammy Dodger. The Artful Dodger was a character from Charles Dickens' novel Oliver Twist. The Twist was a worldwide dance craze created in the 1960s and was sung by Chubby Checker. Checker or Drafts is a strategy board game where players jump over their opponent's pieces. Jump is a trampoline park in Dagenham, London. London Bridge is Falling Down is a popular 18th century nursery rhyme.
Ooh, extra little cheeky 18th century on the end there.
Well, I know my nursery rhymes.
Very good. Thank you very much, Helen. Stacey, what have you got for us, please?
Three comes from the Dutch, draai. So in Dutch, this would be draai verblinden muizen, three blind mice. Anyway, Dutch is the language spoken in the Netherlands. The Netherlands is also known as Holland. Tom Holland is the new Spider-Man. He was in Spider-Man as told in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Another character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe is Doctor Strange, played by Benedict Cumberbatch, who is also famous for playing the titular character in Sherlock Holmes. Sherlock Holmes's well-known saying was, "Elementary, my dear Watson. Elements make up the periodic table." The periodic table, the modern one, was designed by Dmitri Mendeleev, who was born in Russia in 1834. He died in 1907. So we can deduce that he was once a child and he probably heard nursery rhymes.
It's been a great evening already. Let's go over to Adam to teach us some more things.
I'm glad you asked. Right, so Three Blind Mice, as I'm sure we all are aware, is a very famous Japanese jazz record label. Featured artists on that label include band leader George Kawaguchi and Isao Suzuki, a noted double bassist. Now, the double bass itself is notable as a four-stringed instrument, which means it was ineligible to be purchased by Brian Adams at the Five and Dime. Since the heady days of the summer of 69, inflation has taken the five and dime to the level of the much-loved pound store, examples of which include B&M, Poundland, which of course you'll need a visa from after the 1st of January, and the much-loved Homie Bees. Now, Bees, famous for making honey, Honey G, entirely forgettable contestant on The X Factor. X Factor was the name of a mutant superhero team in the Marvel Universe. Wonders of the Universe was a TV series where the word billions was overused by Professor Brian Cox. Professor Cox was the drummer for a band called D-Ream, best known for the song Things Can Only Get Better, a song commonly associated with Labour's victory at the 1997 general election. Now, Blair's first cabinet featured John Prescott, a man who shared many features in common with the figure Humpty Dumpty, a major player in the field of children's nursery rhymes.
Hey. Oh, Adam Tumber, thank you very much. Crikey. I was worried that that round would result in some very uneven scoring and I'd have to balance it later on. But for the first recording of this series, the scores are pretty much tied. In the lead, jointly, we have Adam on 8 points and Stacey on 8 points. And only a couple of points behind, Helen is bringing up the rear on 6 points. Ooh.
The Worthy Drama Round.
Right bang in the middle of our schedule is the Worthy Drama Round.
Like other broadcasters, mine will produce a series of dramas about real world issues which thrill as well as teaching us important things about the world we live in. Like Call the Midwife, except thrilling and teaching us important things about the world we live in. That's a diss on Call the Midwife. Last week, I gave my candidates a title each and sent them off to write an audio play for us all to perform now. Unfortunately for them, the titles I gave them are, I mean, it's a crime. I've done awful things in the name of amusing myself. Adam, what was the title of your play, please?
Mine was Dr. Faustbus.
Dr. Faustbus. Yes, it was. There will be bonus points in this for best acting. So chew the scenery, everybody.
Bring it on. What will there be extra points for overacting?
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, you're here to entertain me. So
this is the only reason why you've done it,
yeah,
isn't it?
Because
you're just really bored. There's no podcast, is there? This is just personal titillation.
Dr. Faustbus, let's take it away.
Oh, great. I'm going to be late again. Now there's nowhere to park. Could this day get any worse? I would sell my soul for a better way of getting to work.
Good morning. I represent Devil Industries Incorporated, and I've just the solution for you.
Go on, I'm listening.
We will give you a much better solution than the congestion, the expense, and the hassle. And all we want in return is your soul. Just sign right here.
Is that the best pitch you've got? Come on, sell it to me.
Come this way.
A bus stop.
Exactly. It's a low-cost, convenient method of mass transit, and it's very environmentally friendly, if that's your bag.
Well, I do like that, Greta Thunberg. Keep talking.
You even get a free newspaper to read on your journey. Check out these idiots on the letters page.
Does it have Sudoku puzzles of variable difficulties?
You might be pleasantly surprised. Now, yes, it's not quite a Jaguar, and while it's imitation, some have leather seats.
Does it have a CD player?
I'm going to ignore that. The bus also gives you multiple places to sit and take in the wonderful views on your journey.
Any other benefits?
The drivers are never surly and unhelpful, and they always have change for a £20 note.
Well, sign me up. This all sounds great.
Just sign on the dotted line and we're good to go.
You're awfully chipper this morning.
I'm getting the bus today.
Wow, aren't you a big kid now?
Tight down, darling. Good morning, driver. I'd like a day return, please.
£4.60.
I only have a 20.
I have to give you a credit note.
Well, at least there's the paper. Hang on. What's this? Part of the Daily Mail group? And someone's already done the Sudoku? Badly!
Oi, oi!
I guess I'll just look at the scenery then. Where are we? Abattoir buildings, derelict industrial sheds. What on earth is this on the seats? Gum? What have I done? Take it all back. I don't want this anymore.
I'm sorry, all contracts are binding.
Don't I have a 14-day cooling off period?
Red tape done away with on January the 1st. I thought you knew what you voted for. That reminds me, I need to visit dear old Boris and collect on our agreement.
If I'd have known it would have been like this, I'd have never have signed.
Look, it might not be pleasant, but your transport sacrifice now will help the next generations.
What type of ending is this?
Looks like the bus station to me.
Thank you very much, Adam. I won't reveal any scores until I've heard all the plays. I did learn a bit about buses. That hit the brief there. I'm going to give you a couple of extra points for being informative. Stacey, what was the play title I gave you?
Triangles in America. Triangles in America.
Yeah.
Triangles
in America. Yeah. Angels in America meets triangles. So that's the sort of man I am.
Yeah, you're a bad person.
So how do you want to cast this?
Not bothered. Don't give a shit. Hate it.
You're in a good mood tonight, aren't you?
I don't like to do things that are subpar. You forced my hand. I had to do something subpar.
Right, let's go. Stacey Mellor presents Triangles in America. General Equilateral, Captain Isosceles, what's going on?
Oh,
Hi, Captain Isosceles. It's the Rhomboids. They're sailing up the Delta.
What do they want?
Their manifesto mentioned converting the Pentagon into a quadrilateral.
A quadrilateral?
I know.
The tripartite states has not been under this much pressure since the War of the Hypotenuse in 03.
What should we do?
We need backup. Send in the dodecahedrons. Oh, Jesus. Points for that.
Do we attack?
Don't be obtuse. Of course we attack. This is our life's work. As Triangels of America. Didn't think you'd actually put it in the script. As Triangels of America, every moment of our training has been leading up to this point.
Ah, oh, you're remarkably passionate about this. I prefer us to take a more peaceful angle. I mean, quads are really nice. We could put in a few trees.
No! Rhomboid blood must be spilled this night!
Ah, oh, you're a bit nuts, aren't you?
Nuts like a genius, yes.
Come on, get your shoulder into it! Use some muscle!
It hurts! Dad, I want to go home.
No way! We are going to take over the Pentagon if it's the last thing we do!
Look, I know you've got some old grudge with this Isosceles guy, but...
I'm having a great time. Come on.
Look. I know you've got some old grudge.
Keeping all this in.
Look, I know you've got some old grudge with this Isosceles guy, but it's not worth it, Dad. So what if Mum used to fancy him?
This is about more than history. This is about geometry.
Oh,
you're such a dad.
When I first saw your mum up on that trapeze, I knew she was the one for me. We had a lot of parallelograms.
Oh, can you hear that? Oh no, look! Dodecahedrons!
Run for cover!
Dad, come on! Can't you see? This isn't worth it! This isn't worth the bloodshed!
You're right. It was foolhardy. We retreat! We retreat and rebuild and bring more soldiers. Tomorrow is another day.
Can we just not bother? Like, war is really passé?
I have no idea why I didn't bring your brother. Great!
I learnt a lot about shapes, which I'd forgotten since 1996. So that really brought me back up to speed. That was informative. Well, maybe not informative, but it was educational as shit. I think I'm going to give you a bonus point for laughing so hard at your own play that you're currently crying, which the podcast listeners will not know. Helen.
Yes.
What was the title of your play and can you beat that?
The Father, the Son and the Holy Ghost. And no, I can't beat that.
I'm sure you can.
Hang on. That one, you missed the what?
Oh, I missed it off. I'm so sorry. I'll do that again. My play was The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghostbusters.
Yes, it was, because I am smashing genres together like a foundry. A man with a big genre hammer.
Well, here we go with The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghostbusters.
God damn it. I hope I've got that damn virus. Luke, I am your father.
That's impossible!
I assure you, it's entirely possible. You see, son, when a man loves a woman very much...
Okay, fine. You're my dad. Don't need a conversation about the birds and bees from Darth Vader.
So, I need your help, son. I'm having a little issue with some dead Jedi masters. They just keep popping up whenever they feel like it, and decide they need to share their thoughts on any given subject.
What do you mean?
Well, last week, I was minding my own business designing a new weapon to destroy the galaxy with, when who appears but Yoda, with his, "Too old for this you are, and always win to the good guys."
I'm afraid I'm no good with ghosts. We should try and get on an episode of Most Haunted with Yvette Fielding. Oh, hang on. I know just the person. I'll send her a text. Right, she says she'll be round in 2 ticks.
All right, Luke, I got your message. Reverend Geraldine Granger, previous vicar of Dibley.
How's a vicar going to help?
Well, since my show was axed by the BBC, I've set up a lucrative ghost-busting company. Egon Spengler has nothing on me. Luke said you were having a problem with unwanted dead Star Wars characters.
Well, yes. They just won't stop criticising my life choices.
All you need is this proton pack, Darth. There's one for you too, Luke. But whatever you do, don't cross the streams. All we need now is a ghost.
Dad, what were you doing last time Mum popped up?
Well, last night I was trying to decide which family members I would choose to bubble up with over Christmas. Maybe Princess Leia. And here he is, right on cue, Sir Alec Guinness.
Quickly, boys, turn those proton packs on! You've caught him! No, wait! Don't cross the streams! Oh well, I suppose that's one way to destroy George Lucas's multi-billionaire award-winning franchise. Oh well, I suppose that's one way to destroy George Lucas's multi-billionaire award-winning franchise of Star Wars. David Prowse, I hope we see you on the other side.
I wasn't sure about putting in a quote about David Prowse. I'd written that before he died, and I thought, shall I drop him in, or is that too soon?
You really have put me in a bind, because I wasn't planning on editing this anytime soon, but now I have to get it out the door while the David Prowse joke is still relevant.
You've bumped everyone's episodes up pretty nicely here, because he's referred to the previous episodes. You can't just bump us up to number one, are you?
I know. So I've got 3 episodes to get edited this week. Either that, or I keep this conversation in now about how Helen screwed me over, and I think that'll settle things.
What an incredible selection of drama by 3 of the finest playwrights currently working. Let's take a quick look at what that's done to the scores, because some things have changed incredibly. Certainly somebody pissing themselves laughing at their own work has netted a lot of points. Scoreboard now has Helen Swallow in the back with 16 points, Adam Tumber firmly in the middle on 21, but way out in the lead on 36, Stacey Meller.
It's time for this week's attempt at a third round.
Contractually, all panel shows have to have at least 3 rounds, and mine is no different. I've still not made up my mind, so like all job interviews, we'll end this with a few quick-fire questions, some of which might be linked to the episode's theme, which is threes, if anybody had forgotten.
If you're all ready, we'll start. It says here, remind candidates that long, awkward silences will be edited out to make them sound like geniuses, whatever that means. Helen, what number comes after 2?
3.
Yeah, just nice easy one to start.
Okay.
Stacey, what are the top 3 biscuits?
Oh, goodness gracious me.
Hobnobs. Sorry.
Shortbread.
What?
Good call, yeah.
Hobnobs and fig rolls.
Ooh, wow. Controversial.
All right, yeah, you can have a point, but there were 3 up for grabs in that question, so...
Oh, wow.
I hope you understand my opinion of your choices.
Can I interest you in me pissing myself laughing? Academia was never my strong suit.
Adam Tumber, when did you last watch the Steve Martin, Chevy Chase and Martin Short movie, 3 Amigos?
It was maybe in the 1990-something.
Okay. Helen, when did you last watch a Steve Martin, Chevy Chase and Martin Short movie, 3 Amigos?
I actually don't think I've seen it.
Okay. I loved it as a kid. It might be shit, but check it out. Stacey, when did you last watch the Martin Short, Chevy Chase and Steve Martin movie, 3 Amigos?
I don't know. It would have been last millennium for show.
All right, I'm going to give that point to Adam then. Helen, starters, mains or puddings, which is best?
Mains.
Mains?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you 2 points for that.
It's so arbitrary.
Yes, it is.
Stacey, what's the magic number?
Three.
Yeah, it is. It's three, yeah. Adam, when did you last see a sheep?
Does it have to be live or could it be pre-recorded?
I think live. When did you last see a live sheep?
That will have been maybe August.
August?
I've been inside for a long time.
Okay. Stacey, same question.
It would have been September the 8th, I think.
How precise? Tell me more.
Because I was in Huddersfield and there's loads of sheep there then. Well, I was not in Huddersfield, I was in Meltham, actually, which is farmland.
Information points. Helen, same question.
Well, weirdly, when I was washing up in the sink a couple of months ago, a sheep wandered into my garden.
All right. Well, number one, you're definitely winning the when did he last see a sheep question. Let's see how many bonus points you can get for the sheep garden anecdote.
Kind of started eating my grass and I was like, all right. Then I got got online and found Bradford Council and found some farmer who it belonged to and he came and got it.
Was that in your back garden? What's the sheep name?
I don't know where it obviously come off Bales and Moor, I imagine, but it got itself a little bit lost along the way.
Got a ride down on the funicular railway.
On the little tram.
A little bit of Baledon chat for everybody there. That's going to go down well in a podcast. Well, you're getting more points for that great sheep story. I did have a follow-up question written here. What kind of sheep was it?
Ooh. Don't know.
All right, fair enough. I don't know who I went to last, but let's go to Stacey. What three words would you use to describe me?
Lucky. Tired.
I am tired.
Bastard.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, go on. 2 points for that. Helen, what is the best movie trilogy?
A lot of them now aren't just three. They've like branched out and they're like 4, 5, and 6. I'm trying to think of one that's just three.
Shaun the Sheep.
Are there three Shaun the Sheep films? Have I missed one? Fucking love Shaun the Sheep, mate. Stacey, which was the UK's first commercial 3G telephone network?
What the fuck's that question?
I'll read it out again.
Yeah.
Which was the UK's first commercial 3G telephone network?
Don't know. It was 2G first.
Yeah, but which network could you go on?
I don't know. I was living in South Africa when the 3G came out.
Okay.
Can
well,
I just point out here that 1G surely came before 2G.
That's 1 point deducted from Adam Tumber.
I imagine it would have been 02 because they were always doing stuff like that.
No, it was 3.
Oh, it was 3.
Yeah, probably should have guessed that. Helen, what number is Adam thinking of right now?
42.
Adam, what number are you thinking of?
Pi.
Pi? Prick. 2 points to Helen. Stacey, what are your salary expectations?
Phenomenally high.
Yeah, I mean, from the standard you've shown tonight, you deserve phenomenally high salary. Yeah, that's 2 points there.
Yeah, I do.
Adam, what are the best three objects in the room with you right now?
Well, me, my glasses, and an elderly rhino called Gerald who's over in the corner.
Turn the camera around. Show me Gerald.
I'm afraid it's a fixed camera.
Are you the only one who can see this elderly rhino?
Yeah.
Helen, same question.
A toilet roll.
Are you in the bathroom?
No, it's for my nose. A yellow highlighter and a crayon mug.
Ooh, the crayon mug is pretty good.
Parma violet.
Stacey?
I've got a vase full of rocks from the scratch patch in Cape Town.
Oh, hello. Lived abroad boasting.
Some secateurs.
Oh, those are,
nice.
For the listeners' benefit, those are some hefty flipping secateurs. They'd have your arm off.
And I've got a caulking gun.
Oh, yeah. 3 points to Stacey there.
I've also got wallpaper stripper.
You've done your three. I've given you 3 points. Yeah. Don't.
I've got secateurs too, weirdly.
Weird.
Adam, have you got any secateurs handy?
I think some in the shed, but that's not really handy. I'm not in the shed.
I mean, if you could have presented some on camera right now, you would have got a point, but sadly, no.
I think Stacey's are much better than mine.
Good. And finally, a question for everybody. Do you have any questions for me?
Are you doing anything for Christmas?
Yes, that is a good question, because we're getting a three-bird roast, and I am well up for that, mate.
You're roasting three birds?
Nice.
Pow, 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 pow.
Points for Stacey. Bantz points right there. Any questions from you, Stace?
What are promotional prospects? Like, how long until I get your job?
You're going to be my boss.
Oh, I'm going to be your boss. Okay, well, who's my boss?
No one. You're running the show. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Can I embezzle?
Who's going to stop you? Not me, boss.
Well, like it. Okay. When can I start?
Wow, power move. I like it. That's some more points. Well, all good things must come to an end, and so too does our show. I can reveal that with 48 points, smashing far out in the lead, our winner is Stacey Meller. Woo! Congratulations, Stacey. Welcome aboard.
Yeah.
Now you're the driver of this bus we call Culture. Where's the first stop?
I don't know. No, we're not off to Geisley Morrison.
Yes! I get 10% off.
I don't know. I wasn't expecting to start today.
Say something pithy and clever and we'll move on.
I don't have anything pithy and clever.
That'll do. Thanks.
Let's go. No, let's go back to the studio.
Oh, hey. That'll do. Wonderful. Stacey, have you got anything you want to plug to our many thousands of listeners?
I don't at the moment, no, but I'm sure lots of things are going to be coming on this new massive corporation station that I'm running.
What a great answer, but you've already won, so stop sucking up for points. Helen and Adam, thank you very much for applying. I'm sorry to say we don't have a role to offer you today, but please do keep sending in your CVs. Just not to me anymore, please. Anything you want to plug, Adam, Helen?
No.
You could have asked a better time than a global pandemic when we're not allowed to do anything.
Yeah, I know. It's Adam and Helen both exist and do comedy. And if you listen to this in the future when they're both on the telly, you can say, gosh, I knew them before they were famous. On Crime Watch. So all that's left is for me to say goodbye from Helen, Adam, Stacey, and of course our dead studio audience, who are once again suspiciously quiet, and hope you'll join us next time for another episode of Inform, Educate, Entertain!
That was Inform, Educate, Entertain, starring Sam Wilkinson with special guests Helen Swallow, Adam Tupper, and Stacey Meller. The chair script was written by Sam Wilkinson, the programme was edited by Sam Wilkinson, and Sam Wilkinson printed out all the scripts too! It was a fictional production company production for IEE and the internet! Cheerio!